absolutely sure we don't know everything.
Ooh, I am your host, Zach. Not today, Satan Towers.
And I'm Kelsey, killing it in the cupboard, Gara.
In the cupboard?
I think it's because I was just going through your pantry.
Did you find any snacks?
I did. I had a beef jerky, which might have been athletes.
No, it was mine.
Okay, good.
Can you believe I bought beef jerky as a snack?
No, I can't.
I know.
Because isn't athlete gluten?
Yes, he's
celiac. So I was like, this is probably his, and I still ate it.
And you
What's
said,
that
I don't
say
care.
About me? I was like, I think that's me. That's a beta exhibiting alpha qualities when the alpha is not like around. I'm like,
you're like, yeah, I'm gonna eat this.
What's he gonna do?
Yeah, he can't beat me up. I'm not. He won't
he's
be
not here.
He comes storming in, shirt off,
grabs me by my throat. I come
you're
everywhere.
Hard. Yeah. No, honestly, he would probably be like, that's okay.
That's I feed you my meat stick
all day.
All day.
You just have to ask
my salty meat stick.
How's you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do we even start? Because we haven't hung out or talked in months.
Shut up. What?
It doesn't feel like a long time.
When did I see you last?
I don't know. Before your trip and before my trip.
Has it really been a long time?
It feels long. I think trying to pay a compliment that it feels like it's been forever, but it hasn't been that long. It hasn't been long enough for Kelsey.
No, it's always too long, and I'm always shocked how often we don't see each other and then just jump right back in the swing
of
things.
Yeah, that's the deal with the devil we made.
I feel like I'm trying to be like, oh, Leo. Leo just fucking
ball tapped the mic.
He doesn't have any. I feel like I'm like trying to be like, hee hee, silly, silly. But I know this is such like an intense episode that I'm like, oh boy. I'm nervy. But before we get into like the thick of it, I do have some fun.
Housekeeping.
We have a little bit of fun.
Okay. I have housekeeping.
Oh. Well then go off.
Well, it's about boys, so it's probably not
your
as
crush.
Important. So that crush unfortunately passed away. And by that I mean, now this is like
you never have a crush. Did I jinx it?
Maybe. No. This is not your doing. So we had the second date, which wound up being at, he's staying at a friend's
also,
house.
Also, can you stop de-shedding my cat? Zach is literally petting Leo, grabbing clumps of hair, and then just throwing He's throwing it into
it's
the air like
go
it's
somewhere.
Dandelions. like he's the flower girl, just consistently throwing cat hair across the floor.
That's my gift.
He's a therapy cat. I get it, but like, you're look at your pants.
I know.
Okay, so stop.
So you're saying don't touch the cat?
No, you can touch him. Look, he's gonna rub all of against you. Just if you pet him, just. Don't throw it across the floor like it's rice in a wedding, you know?
But my theory here is it's better on the floor than on me.
Well, it's going everywhere right now. There's no way to avoid it. Okay, carry on about your crush.
You should shave your cat, maybe.
I'm going to.
So I don't have to do that.
I'll do it today.
It's still winter. Okay, so the crush.
Yeah.
Second date.
Yeah.
He's staying at a friend's house in the hills. The friend's in Europe for like 9 months or something. So he's staying there. So he's like, I'm taking care of my dog and the sibling dog because it's his friends. They have sibling dogs. Anyway, so we go up. I bring snacks, go up there. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm scratching. Okay. But yeah, there's a bunch of hair.
Okay, go on.
I really want you to. I want to know how I'm supposed to touch the cat.
Just don't.
Don't touch the cat.
Don't touch him.
That's crazy.
Just try not to.
No.
Because I literally feel a sneeze coming on and I'm like, that just started.
Wait, you're allergic to cats?
Probably. Okay.
I get
fuck.
Up.
Okay, your crush.
You're so consumed by the cat.
I am. But your crush.
So go up there to the house. Super cute. Uh-huh. Have the snacks. Decide to watch Greatest Showman in the bedroom.
Unironically.
I love it. We cuddle. Start fooling around. Oral, oral, oral. He puts his penis in my butt.
You guys fuck?
Yeah, but. He doesn't finish. Okay. He's more of a bottom. Why?
Tell him, Zach.
No, because
let it
it's
out.
So it's so close-minded to me. Yes, bottoms can do whatever. Bottoms, you do it. Do what makes you happy. He doesn't have to be a bottom. You don't have to be a top. To be 6'3" and approach me, a flaming faggoty bottom type and go through the motions is negligent.
It's serial killer behavior.
It's so rude.
Does he know? Is he questioning? Was he confused?
No, he's so...
Okay, because I feel like in gay world, it's pretty quickly established who's topping and who's bottoming. No? And he did he claim to be a top?
So on a lot of apps, we met on Tinder, which just famously doesn't have positions. And like, honestly, I don't know. I guess I assumed because he was tall and he was like kind of like making the moves and stuff. But yeah, and he doesn't suck dick.
What?
A bottom. See this? And this now that I say it out loud, he's the problem.
Yeah, no, I mean, none of this was about you.
So anyway, the crush has dissolved.
So you're like, you don't suck dick and you're confused about your position. I'm out.
Well, you're, yeah.
Did you say this to him?
No.
How did it end?
It didn't. I mean, this date was 2 nights ago.
Okay.
And I just haven't texted him.
Ooh.
But he hasn't texted me either.
Oh.
So I think it's going to naturally just like not happen.
Damn.
But I just feel like he could have saved us a lot of time and
time
and me getting snacks. But I had a date last night and it was good. Except
okay.
He's like a 26-year-old dom and I'm like, I feel weird taking orders from you.
Because he's 26. I mean, so is the athlete and I let him boss me around.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. There's something about
I'm
letting
also
go.
Significantly older than you.
Not really by heart. You don't want someone to sometimes just, like, you live and let go, gaga.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Don't let me mince words.
Okay.
I got into it.
But, did you guys bone?
I gave him a beach.
Okay.
But it was very, like, do
dirty.
This. Like,
yeah.
Holding hand and not really relenting.
I love that we're doing this before, like, the abortion conversation. Like, get you a podcast that can do it all. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Wait, so do we like this? Has the crush transferred to this guy?
I'm not going on record or saying that.
Not after what just happened.
No, I'm a little gun shy.
Yeah.
But he is super into horror movies. So we like after this, like we had aftercare.
I love aftercare.
Yeah. And I don't even know if he knew that's what it was, but we got cuddly. And watch some of Leprechaun starring Jennifer Aniston.
We heard about it. I know it's a scary movie. Okay.
You can watch it.
Okay.
You can for sure watch it. And we talked about scary movies. And it was like really like.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him since?
I mean, this was last night, honey.
So.
No.
Okay. Are you going to text him back?
No. I'm going to
wait
for him.
You let all of the. Wait, now have you had the conversations? Is he a top or bottom? Or are we going to play the same category?
He's a top.
We're sure.
He's a top.
You're sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just don't want what happened to you to happen again.
Trust me, neither do I.
That was horrific.
When he said it, I went, oh! I like didn't hide it at all. I was like, oh.
Are you sure?
So many thoughts went through my head. I'm like, why the fuck are you talking to me? like how? I love that he's open-minded, but like, close your mind a little bit.
Honestly,
close your mind a little bit. Yeah.
Because you're topping me, baby.
I mean,
I love the idea too of like you guys getting ready to bone and you both are taking off your pants and then you just like
both are...
back that ass up and you're like, okay, I'm ready. And he's like, okay, I do this all the time.
Slap bottoms. Yeah. Anyway,
okay.
That's me.
That is exciting housekeeping. Thank you for the update.
Yeah. Wait, what's your housekeeping? Is it not dominant blowjob related?
It's, I'll segue into it. Exciting news. I was wrong.
Oh my God. I thought I was turned on last night.
Remember last week when I said eggs are a blank slate, eggs aren't girls. And you said, I identify as cum.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, me too. Wrong. So wrong. Eggs are girls. Eggs are female. I didn't know this.
And then, the cum has X and Y.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, gets the...
Yeah. The way that I had people in my DMs, like, girl, I love the podcast, but that is false. And then even my fucking fertility doctor said, girl, you're dumb. And I was like, oh, my God. I said that with my whole ass female egg pussy. I said, eggs are blank slates. They're not.
They're not, they're girls.
Yeah, and we're idiots. I think we've just been so far away from pundit squares for so many years.
Okay.
that we didn't have any chance.
Us two people?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to blame pundit squares.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to say public school.
You don't care about pussies. Yeah.
I mean, I do.
Okay.
I vote for pussy.
Good answer on today's podcast.
Yeah.
The other update is from my sister. We've apparently got a recurring segment here.
Do we have to give her an EP credit on this fucking podcast?
We are now in the thick of it. We're in the deep of her being a single woman out prowling on the town, specifically at NA meetings and in the gym.
Oh, wait, this is an update?
This is an update.
Oh, my God, hit me with this update. Is it the same guy?
Not the same guy.
Okay.
And she got closer to him in the gym. Also, no ring.
Oh, great.
So no ring and not an NA member, which I feel like are two positive things. No offense to all my drug addicts out there.
I would take an NA over a married guy anytime.
I think for you, that's great. As my sister, a former addict.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that they'd be good support system for each other?
Nope. She already tried that.
Oh, really?
Was engaged once. And didn't work out.
Did they start doing N? Narcotics.
Oh. I was like, Nella wafers, what are you saying?
Look, and now I lost the cat because I wasn't touching him.
Good. No pussy for you, bitch. So now I think the next step is she knows he's fucking at the gym with no ring on, bitch. It's time to make your fucking move.
Yeah.
And if you don't have an update for me next week that you approached him, don't text me, bitch. And that's on our sistership.
Literally throw a dumbbell at his head.
Yeah. Bend over in front of him.
Yep. Be like, can you check my asshole? I think I left a Celsius in there.
Did I bleed through these? That's my favorite. Can you check if I bled through this?
And is that a move?
Sometimes.
Wow.
I'm just saying, I'm ballsy. Okay, that's enough fun, Zach.
That's what I'm saying.
That's enough fun for this episode because I'm pissed.
I'm going to try not to make jokes. But no, if I do...
Make jokes.
That's just how I deal with grief.
This is how you deal with trauma. Mm-hmm. There was a decision made last week. By the time this comes out, it'll probably have been like a week and a half since it's been made. That I told Zach, I was like, I am so angry. And I think I'm very close to it because I just went through it. But the Supreme Court in Alabama made a decision for the state of Alabama that embryos are now considered children, are human life. And when I heard this, I was just like, I can't just repost a couple things. We have to do an episode about it. And so I've been like scouring the internet, trying to put together an episode for this and make it coherent. And again, this is an education podcast, so just bear with me.
This is or isn't?
Isn't.
Okay, thank you. I heard it is.
I didn't pitch this podcast to you being like, and we have to teach people things. But I'm going to do my very best to give us a rundown of what's going on. So in this episode, we're going to delve into this very controversial decision by the Alabama Supreme Court that has declared embryos as children under state law. This ruling, which emerged from cases involving the destruction of frozen embryos, which I'll get to, makes a significant shift in legal and ethical perspective regarding embryos created through IVF or in vitro fertilization procedures. So, before I play some audio, you're breaking something. What are you breaking?
Are we going to a break first?
We will go to
a
break.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. I thought you were.
I just figured because like this is a longer episode, we'll throw it to a break. But a good clue you threw me with that.
Was it?
I got it.
Okay.
You were trying to say, are we going to a break, bitch? Yeah. I actually have some like TikTok taught me for this. That's why I was
Okay.
No. You are on it and you're a great partner and I love you. Okay. So how did we get to this shit to begin with? We have to look at what caused this, which was there were three couples in Alabama with frozen embryos. So they went through the IVF process. Mm-hmm, And the difference between IVF and egg retrieval is like you're just pulling out the eggs from a uterus. Embryos in IVF is where you are mixing the eggs with sperm. They are now an embryo and then they get implanted.
Yeah.
So there are embryos before the implantation. Three couples with frozen embryos. So they went through the process, were storing their embryos at a fertility clinic and some idiot fucked up the freezer. So very rare, doesn't happen often, but somebody fucked up the freezer and these three couples lost their embryos, which is like horrific, sad. Think about all the money and time and work and shit that went into it. Devastating. They decided that they were going to file a wrongful death suit, which under the Alabama law considers children that they can file under children if they're under the age of 18. So they said they're going to file a wrongful death suit for life that
could have existed.
Could have existed, but now under Alabama's ruling considers that that was actually life that was taken. So I reached out to my fertility clinic, Pacific Fertility Center of Los Angeles, and Dr. Vic Sahakian, and I just said, hey, can you just like explain in layman's terms what's going on and what this means? So this is Dr. Vic.
This is Dr. Sahakian. I'm the chief medical officer at Pacific Fertility Centers in Los Angeles. As you all are aware of the recent ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court has caused major havoc in the field of fertility. The Supreme Court has decided that embryos are living beings and that destruction of these embryos or manipulation of embryos is manipulating humans, live humans. Because of this ruling, in vitro fertilization centers across Alabama have been struggling with decisions of continuing to provide services to the population because of the risks involved from this ruling. For instance, if embryos are destroyed, it could be considered murder. This is clearly nothing to do with science. Embryos, even though they're capable of becoming human beings, are not live human beings. There is no heartbeat. There is no circulation. There's no brain. There are no brain cells. So they cannot be considered live beings. It is a very unfortunate decision because unless it's reversed, it will hinder couples and single women or married couples to seek fertility treatment, since these IVF centers will actually refuse to create these embryos given the risks involved. In addition, insurances will be hesitant to cover fertility services or provide insurance or medical insurance or liability insurance to doctors to practice medicine. It is really important that legislatures intervene and put an end to this so that women and couples who would like to form families are able to seek fertility treatment through in vitro fertilization.
So I asked him to also explain a little bit about like how can we explain to people that embryos are not humans? And so this is his answer.
Embryos are created when eggs and sperm unite in a laboratory setting. The earliest embryo is a two-cell stage organism that can grow to
two cells,
multiple cells, hundreds and hundreds of cells. And when typically an embryo is frozen, it is called a blastocyst.
That's what I just did.
At this stage of development, an embryo can only become alive or a human being if it's implanted in the uterus of a woman and it grows and develops a neural system, a cardiac system with a heart beating. So it's impossible to consider an embryo, which is an early stage of cellular development, as a human being. Many embryos that are frozen will never become human beings. They will either die when thawed, or they will not implant in the uterus, or they will not develop. So to consider an embryo alive as if it's a human being is false. It can only be considered alive if it develops into an embryo that becomes a fetus and then is basically growing to a stage where it can survive outside the uterus. So an embryo that's implanted inside the uterus will only be alive or able to survive is if it reaches around 22 to 23 weeks of gestation. Until then, it's incapable of living outside the human body.
Literally, like, the issue is about abortion. Yeah. Like, this is a problem with abortion, not with IVF. And IVF is being, like, dragged into this fucking conversation about abortion. And, like Dr. Vic said, and I was made aware of this when I was looking into freezing my eggs and making embryos, is that most embryos don't survive the thaw process. You will lose them. And so that would mean that fertility centers and myself
are murdering
babies according to this law. The other thing is that a lot of times the embryos have to be genetically tested. So even if you make it to day five to blastocyst, which is where I lost two, they go like, even though you have three, we have to genetically test them now to make sure that they don't have life-altering or life-threatening diseases. And if they did, we would discard those because otherwise, what? Are we going to be forced to carry children that are not even children, they're cells, mm-hmm. but are going to be forced to carry hypothetical children with life-altering diseases that might die in the womb
or kill you.
And this idea of like, where does life begin? Life does not begin at conception, which is a bill that I'll get into also. They cannot survive without a uterus until 22 to 23 weeks. So it's not a person. And they'll say, well, babies depend on their moms once they're out of the womb. They don't have thoughts. They don't have they don't have certain abilities that a baby has outside of the womb. So that's where we can start, right? So the idea that Alabama was able to say, yes, you guys lost your embryos, which is very sad. And like, don't get me wrong, as someone who just went through this process, I even humanized it. You know, I said, oh, I've got three boys on ice. Like, oh, these are like my tiny babies. But like, when it comes down to it, gun to my head, I know it's not.
Right.
I know they're not humans. Right. I know they're not my sons. I don't have three children, boys. So that's like where to start, right? Is that's what's going on. How did we get here, right? Like what, how did we get to a point where this could happen? So this was a decision made by Chief Justice Tom Parker of the Supreme Court, who was Trump appointed, who has followed and been hosted by Trump on the campaign trails in his past election cycles. The court's decision is seen as an extension of the debate around fetal personhood, right? Like people are confusing fetuses with embryos in this case. And this topic has obviously gained a lot of momentum following the overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022. So, they argue that this is outrageous and like crazy and radical, but it's something that has been being planted by the Trump administration since he was in office.
Totally.
He appointed a federal judge who is anti-IVF. He appointed three of these Supreme Court justices who are anti-abortion, and they wanted to and did overturn Roe v. Wade. And even Donald Trump came out yesterday saying he doesn't support this decision about the Alabama ruling against IVF. So like he even came out saying, this is ridiculous. I have family members who have used IVF. I support IVF. We need to have more children. And yet this has been literally his plan all along.
Does he not remember it's his plan? Or is he playing dumb now?
I think he's playing dumb now because even like the Alabama officials are confused and are scrambling. And that's what brings me to our TikTok taught me is I was watching some of the videos about this decision and boink, boink, boink. This is a Alabama representative. This is Tommy Tuberville, who was a football coach when I went to Auburn University. He was the coach of our college football team. and he is now a Republican for Alabama, a senator. And this is what he had to say. Even he is confused about the bill. So, like, listen, or not, it's not even a bill. It's from the Supreme Court. So listen to what he has to say.
To the Alabama Supreme Court ruling on the fact that embryos are children?
Yeah, I was all for it. You know, you just got to look at everything going on in the country. It's just an attack on families, attack on kids. You know, anything that we can do for the future of our young people, because they're our number one commodity, we need to have more kids. We need to have an opportunity to do that. And this, I thought this was the right thing to do. But
IVF is used to have more children, and right now IVF services are paused at some of the clinics in Alabama. Aren't you concerned that this could impact people who are trying to have kids?
Well, that's for another conversation. I think the big thing is right now you protect, you go back to the situation and try to work it out to where it's best for everybody. I mean, that's what the whole abortion issue is about. So,
this really isn't about abortion. It's about IVF and the concern that now families might not have access to it.
But it's about the same direction. But I agree. But people need to have access. People need to have. We need more kids. We need the people to have the opportunity to have kids. You know, I'd have to look at the entire bill and how it's written. I have not seen it.
Supreme Court decision.
Well, I know that. But I'd have to look. I haven't looked at it. But this is state issue.
Women aren't going to be able to have IVF treatments already.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
What do you say to them?
Unfortunate.
So literally this motherfucker.
He goes, we need to have more kids. And she's like, we're trying, but you guys are saying no.
Literally.
Like, well, it's what's best for everyone.
Like, he doesn't even understand what the fuck is happening in his own goddamn state. Like, he has no idea what's...
Isn't that wild that you can accrue that much power and not know literally the headline of the thing going on?
The headline of this is GOP senator puzzled by question about IVF. It should be, this guy has no fucking clue what's going on. Yesterday, Republican Lindsey Graham, who was like the most Republican of all Republicans, backtracked and said, this is wrong. This is not the right decision. We don't support this. We need to protect IVF. And even Rick Scott of Florida said that this was incorrect and that IVF should be protected. Which again, going back to, they say these things, but if we look at their former actions in 2022, when Roe v. Wade was overturned, Republicans blocked Democrats' attempt at introducing legislation to protect IVF under that. So they literally said, we tried to protect this and you guys said no. And in this case, 21 states still limit or ban abortion. And also there is this guy, Mike Johnson, who literally co-sponsored the Life at Conception Act, along with 125 other Republicans, says he doesn't support this legislation against IVF. But like, we've tried to protect it. We've tried to protect, there was even a birth control law. Like they say, we're not coming after birth control. We're not coming after IVF. But that's like literally what's happening. It's crazy.
Well, of course they're going to come after birth control.
Right?
They literally want people to have more kids, and they think it's probably against God's nature
to do IVF.
Yeah, well, to use birth control.
Oh, yeah. And to do IVF. Like, I think that's the big thing, is that they're saying it's like so many Republicans use IVF because they fucking want kids. They want those big white picket fence families.
Yeah.
But then, like, they're not seeing that these little things that are adding up are going to be even like preventative of that.
IVF's in the abortion family, in the, you know, birth control family.
In the fertility family. So there's so many problems with this, obviously, and everyone's like kind of freaking out. We're going to talk more about that right after the break. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
But like it's at the Supreme Court level. First of all, I don't think Alabama needs a Supreme Court. I feel like they're overstepping.
They shouldn't have a seat.
Like, tell us what the problem is, and we'll tell you what the solution is.
We'll get your snack, honey.
Just sit down. Your juice box.
Yeah.
But it's at Supreme Court level. Where does it go?
It can't be. Like, it would have to be overturned from that same level.
Okay, so they can do like a whoops. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, they could do like a
whoopsie
backspace.
Yeah.
Control-alt-delete. So also important to note that the majority of Alabama residents support this ban, this new law.
Because they don't get it.
They don't know. They're not. They think they're talking about fetuses.
They also think that they're like, oh, gay guys are trying to plant their cum in our women, and that's my sister. And
yeah, fuck my sister, but still.
It's not gay.
So like I said, there are so many problems with this. A major one being that it fucks with fertility in general, like the ability to try to have kids. So something to note is like right now in Alabama, any people that have embryos on ICE, first of all, clinics have shut down. So people with uteruses who were literally in the middle of doing IVF treatment were told to stop. So like I put myself back in my own shoes 4 or 5 weeks ago when I was in the middle. Do you know how fucking pissed? First of all, making embryos costs 4 times what it costs to freeze eggs. Eggs are around 10 to 15. Embryos are probably around 40,000. So imagine you're spending $40,000. Insurance isn't covering this unless you go through your work and you have good coverage on that. You're spending that much money and then you're injecting hormones into your body. Some people, this is a once in a lifetime chance. Yeah. And then they're told we literally can't give you these meds because we don't know if we're allowed
accomplices to murder.
Yeah. So that was the first thing, was that they shut those down. The next thing is, women and people with embryos were like, okay, well, if it's illegal here, I'm going to move it over to the fucking Georgia or Florida. But they cannot transport their own embryos out of the state of Alabama because transportation companies are saying no, because if anything happens in transportation, the transportation company will be charged with homicide. So literally that was the first thing, was like, everyone get your embryos out of Alabama. Transportation companies were like, we will not touch them. We can't touch them. So now even if women are like, I want to take it over to my doctor in Florida and try this pregnancy because I've been taking all these meds and doing all these things, they can't even have their embryos.
I'll do it. I'll come with some dry ice.
Are you going to break over into the facility centers?
No, they'll probably give them to me willingly.
You think?
I'll kidnap them.
You literally would be kidnapping.
A gun to the embryo.
I'll shoot him.
I'll do it. Yeah.
Like that's,
That's wild.
I could, like, I literally am sitting here and, like, I'm getting sweaty because I could not imagine doing all of this shit with my body that I am choosing to do that is legal, that
it's
has
not
been
even
done.
Guaranteed. Like, you're taking a risk, you're doing, a financial risk, a physical risk.
And then being like, no, we're holding your kids hostage because we literally can't move them without fear of murder.
That's wild.
Here's the other thing. People do IVF and make embryos for all kinds of reasons. And a big one that, like, pissed me off when I thought about it was people who do it for before chemo. So when women are going through chemo, and let's say they're young and single, they have leukemia in their 20s or something, and they go through chemo, it is going to destroy their eggs. It is going to destroy their ability to have children. So they are doing this now as a hope of when
having
they're
a child.
Like, and how do they know now sick women or people with uteruses in Alabama are going to survive long enough to even get the chance to have this bill, to have this legislation, to have this law overturned, to even get the chance to make them? That's what, imagine being like, you have cancer, have to go through chemo, but we have to wait to start it because we don't know if you're going to be able to save your eggs, or you have to make a decision. You're going to lose all your eggs right now in order to go through chemo.
Oh my God.
Furious, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would be so fucking mad. I am mad. I'm mad for these people. Like, that was the first thing I did, was I reached out to PFCLA and I was like, can I sponsor women to, like, help them get their embryos out? And they were like, literally no one is touching them. Like, no transportation company will take the risk right now.
Wow. And there's not just, like, a form you can sign at the beginning saying, like, I know that. Oh, no, because I guess the state could be like, you murdered them.
Yeah, your own children. So obviously the internet is having a heyday about this, right? They are now saying, in that case, if an embryo is considered a child, then we have to consider sperm and egg children, too.
I draw the line there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's only half a kid.
But so embryos don't even have, until day five, they're still separated by sperm and egg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Like, a sperm can go in it, but there won't be any cells made.
See, wait, so I'm a woman in Alabama, obviously. I have four embryos on ICE. I go down to Social Security and say I have four dependents.
Oh, I'm in a carpool lane.
I saw the thing with a carton of eggs sitting in the passenger seat, like, carpool lane.
Yeah, like, literally, we could start deducting them on our taxes. Are we going to?
Because they're kids.
Because they're kids. Can I make my ex pay child support on the sperm he left on my pillowcase? Like, sperm can't last outside of a body. Too bad.
Yeah.
I can put it in a petri dish.
Wow.
So it's
what if you grew a sperm the size of a guinea pig? Like, because you kept, like, I don't know, feeding it.
Feeding it?
Yeah.
You put, like, a little cage under your bed at night. You're like, my precious.
And then take, like, a bath with it every once in a while, and it, like, wiggles it. And it tries to, like, it thinks you're an egg, and you're like, I'm not an egg.
He's trying to go up your pussy. You're like, get out of your spot. Okay, so why should we care, right? That's the big thing, is, like, a lot of people are like, that's Alabama, they're fucked up anyway.
Oh, no, it'll set a precedent. Then all of a sudden, like, Louisiana's like,
listen, our neighbors over there, they know something.
The Embryo of Life Act or whatever.
Yeah. So that's number one, right? Is, like, it affects reproductive rights in one place. And now, if this is going to set a precedent, each state can make up their own rules.
And it'll be, oh my God, it would, like, be a ballot issue type thing.
Yeah.
Like, I support embryos as life, you know? But maybe that's good. Maybe we need to, maybe the issues need to get so stupid that, like, even, like, the kind of dumb conservatives are like, well, I don't think that.
Yeah. The problem is they're not separating the definitions. Like, they're not saying this is an embryo versus a fetus versus an unborn child versus a baby. Like, that's the problem, is it's getting swept into one conversation.
Because people are dumb and they just go, oh no, that's a baby.
Like Tommy Tuberville saying, like, people need to have more kids. What? Yeah. then why are you doing something that would block women from being able to have kids?
Crazy. And I am curious to see, because you said those conservative families, lots of money, no kids,
yep,
are doing IVF and mm-hmm. stuff. But now that it might, like, they have to be people of influence.
Yes, yeah, who were told they have to stop their treatment. Think about this. A embryo is not guaranteed to survive. There's a percentage. Embryos are graded on how healthy.
None of
healthy.
Us are, actually.
No one can get out alive.
I'm
I'll tell
kind
you
of
that.
An embryo.
You identify as cum.
Yeah. And okay. I had eggs this morning.
Okay. Think about this. Embryos are graded. The higher, but there's no like proven chance that this one will survive over this one.
Oh.
It's like so many factors.
Sure.
And some embryos get implanted. Say the person wants a child, is very like pro-life. I want this baby inside of me. The baby dies. The embryo dies. The embryo doesn't catch.
They're not accused of murder.
But they would be in this sense.
But. Okay,
under
so,
this law.
Okay.
If they get it implanted today, let's say.
And it doesn't work.
And it doesn't take. They could be charged with murder.
Is that true?
Yeah. Because they were destructed. They were destroyed. They would have to be removed somehow. They would literally pee it out.
Yeah, their pussy yeah. squished it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just, like, I get that it just gets wrapped up in politics and policies, and it makes it for just a frustrating conversation where, like, people are just, like, annoyed or that sucks and, like, keep scrolling. And we're just like, what's our country coming to? And keep scrolling. But, like, I think because I just went through this
yeah.
two rounds, I feel so connected to it and so angry about it and so, like, close to it that I couldn't imagine being okay with people making decisions about our lives like this. At like it's having me just question the idea of government.
This is oh my god, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Like, I've always been like, we need order, but I never really believed in the two-party system. Like, I haven't, like, I get that I'm not huge in politics, but I am for like women's rights.
We need a crazy reset button.
Yeah,
because it's just too bureaucratic. I don't even know what the word is. But it's like it too many cooks in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and it's just everything's a political issue mm-hmm. now. But I lost my train of thought.
Oh, well, it sounded great.
Well, I just think it's like, what do you think when Roe versus Wade got overturned? That's crazy.
The fact
that's
that literally we're still living
a Handmaid's Tale yeah, chapter
in
you know
this
what I mean?
World is great. And like, what scares me is like Trump could get elected again.
He's not going to.
They've been putting these plans in for like 50 plus years.
He's not gonna.
And the other thing is like, why should we care? It next, they're coming for birth control.
And, oh, for sure. And it'll be so easy.
And the Republicans say they care, but they have voted against child support. They have voted against child care. They have voted against early education. They have voted against universal pre-K. It's that conversation that like Tommy Tuberville just had. He's like, we need more kids, but we ain't going to help in any way.
They only care about kids until they're actually kids.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you're on your own.
Yeah. Which I feel like everyone listening to this podcast agrees. Like, I think we all know the things I'm saying. Like, I'm not trying to change anybody, but I felt like it was important to do an episode about this because I wanted you guys to hear the details, like the nitty gritty, like the stuff you might not think about, like whether it's hearing about how long this has actually been like a plan in place, like hearing about the type of people this would affect that you might not think about with like chemo or, you know, queer people, or like just knowing how this moving forward, like why we should give a fuck, right? Mm-hmm. So that's my
spiel.
That's not, I'm off my soapbox.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, that was wonderfully researched.
Thanks.
Horribly depressing.
Yeah.
And
I hated it.
Made me feel a little less powerful.
Yeah. And like, I often feel left in like, I don't listen to podcasts like this because I'm like, well, what am I supposed to fucking do about
it? I know.
It?
It seems so overwhelming.
It seems like so out of our control. But it's like, send this episode to your fucking Republican aunt. Send it to like your Facebook, high school Facebook friend.
Yeah. Like subscribe. Rate
buy
the pod.
Tickets. Yeah. I think we just have to stay tuned. Like, they say hopefully legislation will overturn this because they're getting so much pushback. But like, there's a good chance that it could also not, you know?
Wild. Wait, yeah. And to be clear, this is having a ripple effect in other states?
So it could, right? Like, okay. if this goes through, another state could say, we're going to do the same thing. Yeah.
Never California, though. Not to be selfish, but like, yeah. Never California.
Out of sight, out of mind kind of thing.
It's just, it is a bummer. It's like that whole, like, when they came for blank, I said nothing. When they came for blank, yeah, like, and then they came for me. It's scary. And yeah. Again, like, I'm in that place that you just described where yeah. I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah, you're like, I don't ever have to worry about this, but also.
But I do.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, what do you do? What mm-hmm. do you do besides, like you're saying, vote, share, you mm-hmm. know, spread the good word.
I think that also being in documentaries for the last couple of years, I've also realized that like personal connections change your mind, like personal stories and like being able. And so like thinking about this from just a personal place, you know I could call up one of my Republican uncles and be like, do you want me to go to jail for like losing my embryo by accident, by it not implanting in me? And they'd be like, well, of course not. And I'd be like, okay, so then what are you doing?
Don't do this.
Yeah. So are you going to sneeze or are you having a thought?
No, I was having a thought. I sometimes step back though and go, okay, because like, and this is entertainment related, most TV and film is becoming like more liberal, more woke, to mm-hmm. borrow that word, more inclusive, more diverse. And that's like where the money is. Mm-hmm. I can't help but think that the majority of America wants to live in an inclusive, diverse, safe space.
I think of that, and then I think of like what could combat entertainment money, and it's religion money and politic money. Like, I just think that we're fighting up against a hill.
Oh, I didn't think about that, I guess.
And I think of like, sure, people might like watch a show, but they're like, I'm still going to church on Sunday and like hating gays.
Yeah.
Like, I can like Queer Eye, but like, I don't want it around me.
Wow.
You know?
That's actually me too, though.
The less gays around you, the better. Okay. So if you have any ideas or suggestions about what you can do to feel empowered after listening to this episode.
I need aftercare after this episode.
You want to jerk you off and give you a popsicle? That would be nice, wouldn't it? Leave it a comment below. And thanks for listening. I know this was a hefty one. We haven't done one of those in a while.
Stupid one next week. I make a promise. Stupid one next
week. Bachelorette party. Yes. We'll see you then. Bye.